Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I like a good acronym, E. Everybody knows what an acronym is, right? If you take the first letter of a series of words like NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, right? That's an acronym.
And it becomes almost a word in itself.
Yeah, it sure does. Okay, so here's one for you relevant to today. It's IPAV. 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 Want to take a stab at it?
In-person absentee valances.
Come on now. Voting.
You got it.
Yeah, nice. Well done. It is legally allowed to begin today, but not everyone will have an opportunity to do it. As we've explained, this process is subject to local rules set by your municipal clerk. City, town, village clerk sets the hours for in-person absentee voting. It is allowed in Wisconsin from starting today, this Tuesday, through next Sunday. So not this weekend, but next week, Sunday, November 3rd. Again, I said allowed. So Milwaukee, for example, today will launch 10 sites where you can vote in person. Five of them are even open on Sundays as well as Saturday. In Waukesha, take that for example, no weekends, largely 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. with the exception of the final day that you can do it in Waukesha, Friday, November 1st, where they will extend to 5 p.m. And that's all in one spot. That's all at City Hall. So you see the difference. Smaller communities may even be by appointment only with the town clerk. Mail-in voting continues. Here's the report by Charles Benson at TMJ4. I've got updated numbers for you now from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They have already received, either through mail or drop boxes or direct delivery to clerk's offices, 326,000 absentee ballots. So these were of the mail-in variety. So now we'll start adding this in-person absentee voting. Wisconsin Elections Commission also imploring folks who still hope to receive an absentee ballot by mail to request one immediately.
Right.
Because it has to make it back to the clerk's office by 8 p.m. on election day for it to count. So start doing the math. We're 2 weeks out now. Take time to process it. Get it to you by the postal service. You have to send it back by mail or drop it off. So if that's how you want to vote, you got to get on that like today.
Right.
Most clerk's offices will post IPAV hours on their website. In-person absentee voting. Is that going to stick? This is the first year I've seen that acronym out there.
Never heard that used outside of 5 seconds ago.
Wisconsin Elections Commission is using that in some of their stuff. Okay. IPAV. Whack, Wisconsin Elections Commission. So if you plan to vote ahead, you want to check with your local clerk's office, but it can legally begin here in Wisconsin today. 6:14 on Wisconsin's Morning News.